Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show. It's coming on the lights. We're far away, it's running tonight. Impossible comes true. It's taking over you. This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. With your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right, this is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 309, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Westerly, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. We have a special guest in the studio this week. We have Miss Yergina here with us. Can you say hi?
Sorry?
That's you.
Why?
That's your name for the podcast. Can you say hi to everyone?
Hi.
Hi.
But why isn't my regular name?
You can say your regular name. Do you want to tell everyone your regular name, or do you want to be Yergina? All right. What's your name?
Mackenzie.
And how old are you?
5.
Wow.
5. Is it cold up there?
A little.
A little?
Not too bad today. Got to the 40s. So, how is it down there?
Good.
It's getting a little rainy, and this weekend's going to be chilly.
Chilly?
Mm-hmm.
And did you know who's going to Florida?
Mary and Dan.
Yep.
And
you know,
we're going to see them.
Yeah, Cousin Mike's going to go visit them. Does that sound good? Ask him where he's staying.
Where is staying?
Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Animal Kingdom. So that hotel has animals. When you wake up in the morning and you look out your window, you see giraffes outside your window at
the
hotel.
Real ones?
Real giraffes. Would you like to stay at a place like that?
I wouldn't go out there.
You're afraid to get eaten by the giraffes? Yeah, that makes sense. I don't think they'll eat you. They're herbivores, so what does that mean?
Don't eat meat.
They only eat plants, yeah. They don't eat meat.
Do you like to eat meat, Cousin Mike?
I really do. I like steaks, Mackenzie. Steaks is like my favorite thing in the world to eat.
Do you like steak? That's like a hamburger. You like hamburgers, right?
You like hamburger?
Yes.
What's your favorite?
Everybody likes hamburger.
Yeah, I don't have a favorite because I like them all. Well,
that's good.
You like your dad?
I think a Mickey ice cream bar is my favorite.
You like Mickey ice cream bars? What's your favorite flavor? Do you like chocolate or vanilla?
Cotton candy.
You like cotton candy?
Yes.
Cotton candy ice cream is her favorite flavor. But you like chocolate better than vanilla, right?
Yes.
What do you like about Disney? What's your favorite thing? Do you like the rides the best? The food?
Yes.
The food's your favorite?
No.
What's your favorite thing?
It's a secret.
You tell me.
It's a secret.
You can't tell secrets?
The magic.
Oh, the magic is your favorite at Disney? I do like the magic, too. Is that your favorite, Cousin Mike?
No, it's not.
What's your favorite thing?
I'd probably have to say either the resorts or the food.
It's the hotels and the food at Disney. That's good, too,
I
right?
I like the hotels.
You like the hotels, too? You like going to the swimming pool at the hotels? Yeah, that's your favorite.
Mackenzie, don't they have awesome swimming pools at Disney?
Yes.
They're so cool, aren't they?
Which pool did you like the best at Disney? The one with the slides? Yeah.
Especially that aerial one.
The aerial pool? We didn't even go in that pool.
Yes, we did.
We did?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
The King Triton slide.
Oh, that was at French Quarter.
Wait, the air?
That wasn't an aerial pool. At French Quarter, they have the slide that looks like a serpent, like a serpent of the sea, like King Triton,
right? I've been on that.
It is him.
It is him, but it's not an aerial pool.
But you like that pool the best?
Well, all of them that have the water rooms and the pool.
Yeah, that is good. The pools are good. Cousin Mike has a good pool at his house. Doesn't have a slide, though, but it makes colors and it has a fountain in it. Did you know that?
Is it the hot tub?
He has a hot tub, too, but not just... The hot tub's not for kids.
Wait, no, when can we go, though?
When can we come to your house, Cousin Mike?
Anytime you want.
Anytime.
When?
We'll try to plan a trip pretty soon, okay?
How about when we move?
After we move?
No.
When we move? The same day? That's going to be a busy day.
That would be a busy day.
Is there anything you want to ask, Cousin Mike?
Can you tell it? Can you ask how Rhodey's doing?
She wants to know how Rhodey's doing.
Oh, he's doing great. He's almost 3 years old now.
Yeah, he's 3 years old. How old is Isabel?
Three. Isabel's three.
When did you get him?
We got him in September of 2017.
September. So Isabel was born in January, and they got him in September. So that's when mommy's birthday is, September.
And when we got him, he was 8 weeks old, because that was the earliest you can take him away from his mom. Do you like dogs, Mackenzie?
Yes.
You do? All
right. Why don't you say goodnight?
Good night, Cousin Mike.
Good night, sweetie. Have a good night's sleep, okay?
Okay.
So what's new with you, buddy?
Not much.
No. You excited to be going up to property this weekend?
Yes.
You said yes. Susie's excited.
She just told me again. She's like, I cannot wait for this weekend. I'm like, yes.
That's a good sign, right?
That's a great thing to hear.
Well, because you're like always, it's like that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she just goes along to get along. But now that mm-hmm. now you got her looking forward to it.
Right.
So then, you know, before you know it, she's going to be suggesting, like, well, why don't we go up for a weekend?
Hey, they got a great deal at Beach Club. Book it.
If she starts just scouring, like, ADRs and stuff, you know you've made it.
Yeah, it could be. That could really start getting dangerous, so.
It definitely could, but you're not going to stop it. Like, that's a gravy train that you're not going to. You're not going to go against that, are you? Are you excited that golf is back in the full swing? Torrey Pines, Waste Management?
I got it on right now.
Yeah, how's the Waste Management going? Yep.
I just put it on to just replay in the second round. My favorite swing in golf.
Yeah, you love that, huh?
Oh, I love that West Coast. I just love the golf courses. I think that's why. I love, like, Riviera. Oh, those holes. Some of those holes. It's just classic, like, old golf
course. And then the Pebble Beach, obviously, is always good.
Pebble Beach. Scottsdale doesn't do much for me. I'm not really a desert guy, but Torrey Pines, come on. It's great. I mean, just classic golf courses.
And Torrey Pines always gets a great field, too.
Yeah, they always do.
Waste Management?
Yeah, this is usually the one that a lot of people take off.
The Waste Management?
Yeah.
But they get good guys. Like, they have a few people that play it every year.
Oh, this is a great field, but it seems like everybody plays the first one, and then everybody plays Pebble. Right.
They all love it. That's like one of those courses that the guys just like to play.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been playing. You played a good track the other day, right?
That was not. Oh, it was so nice.
So, how did this happen? Like, you just sent me pictures and reviews. What happened? Like, was Phil number one? Like, trying to find the cheapest place on earth?
Yeah, that's what he. That's what he does. He tries to find the cheapest place.
How much did you pay for this dog track?
$39.
That's kind of a lot for what you showed me.
That is, Bill. That is a lot. And I was texting Kurt. I'm like, not to be a snob, I'd rather just stay home.
Yeah.
Or go to the range and, you know, chip and putt and hit some balls. Like, I don't like grabbing the bag out of your car and going and playing a dog track.
I don't care about, like, if it's in bad shape, that's when I don't like it.
That's the thing. Like, I don't care about layout. Like, I always look at Midville. Right. And Midville is what it is. It's not a Donald Ross.
But it's always in good
not
shape.
Not a good layout. But it's in good shape.
Right, exactly.
And it is, you know, it's nine holes that's on a small parcel of land, and they did what they could do with it.
Right, it's one of the,
but they keep it in good shape. I mean, it's
one of those places where I wouldn't want to play there every day. But if you play there a couple times a year, you're always going to like it because you get fair bounces. The greens are always in good shape.
Like if I went home and you said, you know, I want to play like one really good course, and you're like, yeah, you know, you want to play Midville with me and my dad and your dad's buddy, I'd be like, oh, hell yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's nothing wrong. Like, that's the same thing. Like, you think about Midville, West Warwick is similar.
West Warwick, that was the next thing I was going to say. West Warwick was always in good shape, exactly. too. North Kingston Municipal. Oh,
North Kingston sounds great. I played there for the first time this year.
Are you serious? Really, I used to play there all the time.
That's a really good track.
That's a great course. Oh, that's a great one.
It's in good shape, too, most of the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dying to play. Yeah, Frank played golf this week. He played at Triggs.
Yeah. Really?
He said it was cold. It was the day it got to like 50, so he went out.
I guess if you're in the winter, you can do it, but that was usually when I stopped in the fall. Yeah. When you had the low sun, you could barely see the ball, and then like you'd hit a drive and it would vibrate. I'm like, yeah, this is probably the last one for a while.
Yeah, exactly. But I guess he just felt like you know, they felt like going out and, you know.
Oh, if you can get out.
End of January in Rhode Island?
January. Yeah. If you can get out, sure. Oh, I don't blame
you. Beautiful thing. I think it was like Tuesday or Wednesday they went and played. I guess they went to Midville first and it was closed, and they went to Triggs and they still had carts and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, they got to milk that for what they can get. He said there were a lot of people there, too. It's crazy. Hey,
so they keep them open pretty much all year in Rhode Island.
As long as it's not
Minnesota,
snowing,
it's a hard close. I remember the Chaska Town course. We had, I don't know if I can say, we had an Indian summer.
Yeah, you could say that. I think that's a natural.
They just said, yep, this summer, this weekend or whatever is going to be like in the 60s, but we are closing the following week regardless of weather. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, you think like you just take the money.
Yeah, no, it could be warm through Thanksgiving, but by Thanksgiving, everything is closed.
The ground gets so frozen there, too, though. I think is the difference.
Yeah, it does.
Like, the ground's still not really frozen up here. Like, it gets cold and it freezes, but it thaws out. Where once the ground freezes in Minnesota, it's frozen until April.
Yeah, you could have 480-degree days and it's
imagine trying to take a divot with, like, a sand wedge on frozen ground. That would not feel too good. Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor?
I would love to, Billy. Yep.
So this week is from Young's Brewing. I believe this is out of England. Existence since 1831. It's a double chocolate stout. It's a dark beer brewed with real chocolate and natural chocolate flavor added. 5.2% alcohol by volume. This is Young's, and yes, it is out of England. Eagle Brewery, Havelock Street, Bedford, United Kingdom. So there you go. 5.2. One sip. Everybody knows the rules. Young's Double Chocolate Stout. Smells chocolatey, like a Hershey bar. It's okay. It's a stout. You definitely know it's a stout. You don't get a lot of chocolate. It's a very subtle hint of chocolate at the end. Mm. One sip, everybody knows the rules. I like stouts. It's not the best stout I've had. I'm going to give it a 6.4.
So
it's okay. Nothing bad, but I wouldn't go back to this well again right away. Anything else you want to add here, or should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back. Break. This is episode number 309 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. And this week, we're talking cheerleader spots. Is that correct?
Let's get back to the cheerlead. It's been a while since we were on that caravan.
My favorite thing about talking about cheerleaders is I can always play that song in the break. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I like that song. I think you introduced that one to me. You're a cheerleader.
No, mine was, oh, Mickey, oh, that's you're so fine, yeah. You're so fine, you blow my
That'll
mind.
That'll be
oh,
in
Mickey.
The second break. So we have the oh, two Mickey. Breaks to play the cheerleader songs. But you wanted to talk about the top cheerleader quick service spots, one in each park. Is that what we're doing here?
That is it.
All right. Which park would you like to start at?
You want to start at the granddaddy of
the Magic
all?
Kingdom with the yeah. best quick service food. All right, yeah. let's get started there. Why don't you go ahead and start with your top cheerleader spot?
I'm going Columbia Harbor.
Okay,
House.
I had a feeling you may go that way. And now that's kind of on the cusp because I feel like that's like almost like one of those things where everyone says it's a hidden secret and it's become such a talked about secret that it's just automatically a cheerleader spot now. Is that the way you're thinking about it?
Yeah.
So it's almost become popular because it was unpopular.
It's just the food is so average and people love it.
Now I'm going to defend it a little bit because
all right.
It's still the best quick serve at Magic Kingdom by a long shot, in my opinion. And whether it's a cheerleader spot or not.
That's like saying Ponderosa is better than Golden Corral.
I don't disagree with that. And I'm not saying it's not a cheerleader spot because it still could qualify as a cheerleader spot. As we've talked about in the past, just because it's a cheerleader joint doesn't mean it's bad necessarily.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Usually it does, but it doesn't have to.
This place is by far one of the best quick service places.
Yeah, Magic Kingdom. Yeah.
Like you said in the Magic Kingdom.
I mean, there's not a lot of it that lives up to it. But I do kind of agree it's starting to trend that way. That's like the tips. It's like, oh, for an off the beaten path kind of place, try Columbia Harbor House for a quick serve meal. It's like, well, what else are you gonna do? Anything? I mean, I like it. I still think if I'm not gonna leave Magic Kingdom to eat, I'm probably going to lean towards there because there's not many other good options, especially for quick serve.
It's, you know where I really want to try? Is that place that your dad likes off of Main Street.
The quick serve?
No,
oh,
it's not
Plaza?
A quick serve. It's, yeah, I want to try. I really do want
to
try
It's just sandwiches.
That.
I'm sure it's fine. It's hard to get a reservation, though,
yeah,
isn't
I wanna,
it?
It's hard. We can never get in because I'm so tired of the quick serve where I'm like, let's go try here. Oh, it's a 2-hour wait. 2 hours for a turkey club?
Right. It's small, though, which I get. But and also, there's only like 4 places to eat in Magic Kingdom to make a reservation. So my cheerleader spot, and this is the ultimate cheerleader spot, and you...
I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to disagree with
you. You don't even know what I picked yet.
I'm going to disagree
No matter what,
you.
You're going to disagree with me? Okay, mm-hmm. It's Casey's. Casey's Corners hot dog.
Okay.
It's hard to disagree with that, isn't it? You gotta have a hot dog when you go. They have the best hot. Their hot dogs aren't even that good. It's still one of the best foods at Magic Kingdom, but it's so overrated, and everyone goes there. It's like, oh, the hot dogs at Magic on Main Street, they're so much better, and blah blah blah. And they have all the stupid toppings, and the lines are always out the door. You can't find a place to sit.
Yeah,
it's just miserable.
Can I? I'm not going to argue with you, but can I come to its defense?
Sure.
I actually got one during the Mickey's Christmas
party.
Right,
I remember that.
Right before the fireworks, because there's something American about a hot dog and fireworks or a hot dog in a parade.
I agree, and I think that's why it's so popular, too, because of where it's located. Like, if there was a hot dog joint in the middle of, like... Adventureland, I don't think it'd be as popular as Casey's on Main Street. But and it, you said it was okay, right? The hot dog?
Yeah, no, yeah. It was fine.
It's probably not worth
it. I got
like
a chili dog and when I was done. Yeah. It you know what though? It was like $12 or $13, but got a nice big thing of fries. I saw value. I didn't feel like I got ripped off.
I'm glad you didn't feel like you got ripped off. But that's gonna be my top cheerleader spot at the Magic Kingdom.
All righty.
What's your cheerleader spot? Where should we go? Epcot next? Yeah, we'll go chronologically here. So Epcot Center, what's your cheerleader joint at Epcot?
This was tough.
It is tough.
This was really tough because 98% of the food there is good.
Again, though, just because it's cheerleader doesn't mean it's bad. It just means it's like more popular than it should be.
You know what it is for me? When people like talk about Columbia Harbor House and how great it is, I just roll my eyes.
I get it.
That's like what a cheerleader joint is for me. You know what I mean?
It's overrated.
It's fine. It's okay. But, oh, you got it. What's the best place to get a meal in Magic Kingdom? You got to go to Columbia.
I mean, I kind of agree with that, though. Here we go. Where would you rather go?
I don't know. I'd rather probably try...
Skipper's Canteen?
Skipper's Canteen.
That's true. I haven't eaten there, so I can't speak for it. But, yeah, that is probably the only place that I'd rather go. All right, what about Epcot?
Yorkshire Fish Shop.
Mm. You stole it from me. That's what I was going to say. I'll come up with something on the fly. But you're not going to get an argument from me on that. It's one of those places. Maybe it's because, and you're going to make fun of me, and you know what I'm going to say. Coming from New England, we have good fish and chips, and it's common. You can get them everywhere in New England, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And they're all pretty much the same. Like, you don't find bad fish and chips, really, in New England. You go to any, like, seaside, you know, seafood shack, you're going to get good fish and chips. Most restaurants have it. And some are better than others, but generally they're good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Yorkshire Fish Shop is, I would say, an average. If you got it in Rhode Island, you would call it an average fish and chips, right?
It's too greasy for me.
Too greasy, and it's also not cod, which is a big thing that
I like. No, it's tilapia.
So the fact that you get cod with fish and chips when you're from New England, you just get so used to it that if you have it when it's not cod, it just is jarring almost to you.
Yep.
And tilapia is so far outside of what, you know, you would expect to get. And, tilapia is not like a strong fish, but you can tell the difference between a cod and a tilapia.
Oh, just look at it like when you go to the meat counter.
Yeah. Yeah, like the muscles.
I mean, a cod is just so bright white and flaky when you break it with a fork. You got to kind of scoop it because you can't really fork it. You got to scoop it a little bit because it's just so flaky.
Yeah, it just breaks right apart.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine. I don't think it's necessarily bad, but it is. It's not my favorite fish and chips. It's greasy. The fries are okay, but it's also the only thing that I guess they've added like a meat pie, right, recently.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's something else, but it was really for a while it was literally the only thing on the menu there, and it's just people talk about it like, oh, make sure if you're looking for a good meal, go to the Yorkshire County Fish Shop. So my cheerleader joint is going to be in Mexico, the quick serve.
Yeah. That was my original thought. That's hilarious.
You know, it's just that it was my backup because I was going to say Yorkshire if you didn't, but
Cantina de San Angel.
Yeah. And again, it's okay. It's fine. But the amount of line you have to wait in to get that.
For crying out loud.
You wait 45 minutes to get average tacos, like slightly above Taco Bell tacos.
So, they're fine. I mean, the nachos is something that I get like when I'm starving.
They're good. It's fine.
And it's cheese. They're fine. But it's Cheese Whiz. I mean,
but it's such a long. It's always a long. Have you ever not had to wait forever in that line?
What have I always said about Disney? You know the crap food because it's crowded, and you know a place that's good because you can get in. And it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
Not always, but generally, yes. Especially quick serves. I think it applies more to quick serves and sit downs because it's still hard to get California Grill. It's still hard to get, some of the good places for sit downs. But yeah, for a quick serve, most of the really good ones that we always rave about, you can walk right up. I know you're not as big of a fan of the Tangerine Cafe in Morocco as I am.
The place is great. The food is just a little different for me.
It's not right up your alley, but
yeah, I can take it or leave it, but the food's fantastic and it's fresh. Yeah.
And have you ever seen a line in there?
No, there's never anybody.
You can
in
walk
there.
In and get it and be out there in 3 minutes. Same thing with Japan. You're Japan quick serve with your spicy mm-hmm. udon noodle, like your favorite thing on mm-hmm. earth. And you could just walk mm-hmm. in and there's never anybody in there.
No.
So that would be my backup cheerleader joint, but I think the Mexico, the quick serve in Mexico is definitely a big time cheerleader place. You want to move on to MGM Studios?
We're going to MGM Studios.
That's tough for me. This one's tough for me, but
this was the one that I really didn't have one.
Yeah.
I want to. Is ABC is not really a cheerleader joint?
No.
I'm trying to think of the quick serves. They don't have many quick service options.
Nope, they don't. Well, they have them on, stands.
Yeah, a lot of stands where you can get like a dog mm-hmm. or
turkey leg or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
What'd you come up with?
Came up with Dock and Bay 7.
Oh, the new one that you haven't even been to.
I haven't been to. I haven't walked into.
I assume it's a cheerleader joint. Like, people are waiting.
And the food might be fine, but you're waiting an hour to get food from that place.
I have to say, from what I've seen, just looking at it, the food looks really good from there.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Really good.
It does. They really did step their... I've watched actually a couple of YouTubes. They've stepped their game up.
Now, I still am not going to wait in line forever to get it, but the food looks pretty good. And I hate to even say it because you know how I feel about all the Star Wars stuff. I'm just like, mm-hmm. almost like a, you know, I'll just say it's bad no matter what. Even though I know it's not bad. I shouldn't even say that, but it's just not for me.
Yeah.
Like, I would almost spite myself not going in there to get the food, even if it's fantastic.
Just on principle.
Just on principle, which only, all that does is hurt me because there's no food there. Yeah, that's a good one. Docking Bay 7. Definitely a cheerleader joint. Might be the best quick serve on property.
And it exactly, but it ranks number one as far as...
But it could still be a cheerleader joint, even if it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, all right, I'll give you that. I didn't think of that one. I thought of the other new one, which is Woody's Lunchbox as a cheerleader joint. Which, just based on what they have on the menu... And the amount of people that just fawn over it and like, oh, you got to try this place. There's like four things on the menu, and none of them sound that great.
Oh,
thing that's on the menu is like tater tots with chili on it, it can't be that great of a place.
Can I tell you something?
You like the soup though, right, Billy?
Oh my God, that tomato soup is amazing.
You liked it? That's fine.
It's so good.
Like we said, and I know I sound like a broken record, but you can have good food, and the place can be good and still be a cheerleader joint. That place mm-hmm. is a cheerleader joint.
Oh, 100%.
And I think part of the thing in Hollywood Studios that makes these two places, which are probably the two best quick serves cheerleader joints, is mm-hmm. there's nothing else to eat there.
Right.
There's good sit-downs, sneaky good sit-downs at Hollywood Studios.
Sneaky good sit-downs.
Sneaky good. Between the Brown Derby and Mama Melrose, and you even like Hollywood and Vine, right? You said that's a pretty decent buffet.
Oh, man. They had that like prime rib or steak with chimichurri. I mean, I must have had five helpings. I looked at your dad one time like, I think I might go up again. He's like, go. I mean, it was like number five. Like, I was like, I shouldn't, but oh, it was so good.
And like 50s and sci-fi are okay for what they are. They're not bad, though. They're just not. As good as the other places?
I think Mama Melrose is one of the most underrated places
so
around.
Sneaky
that
good.
Place is so good.
So sneaky good. And that the best thing God, about that so place good. Is you just can get a reservation the day of mm-hmm. almost every time. Yeah. So, all right. So Woody's Lunchbox and then the Docking Bay.
Doesn't that just sound dumb, Woody's
it
Lunchbox?
It does sound pretty dumb.
It's so stupid, isn't it?
Oh, we're going to go over to Woody's for dinner, Pods.
Mom, I'm going to try the slider.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Hawaii.
Oh, it's Kristen's looking in right now and shaking her head. She can hear me through the...
She knows Larry's in the studio.
Yeah. I just got the head shake.
Gonna go to Hawaii and get the sliders, bud.
Well, we do have some announcements to make in the next couple weeks. We'll have somebody new in studio here shortly.
That's very good.
And it won't be Mackenzie.
Beep. No, no. She definitely failed her tryout today. A lot of editing to do. So we're on to Animal Kingdom then, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to let you say it.
You want me to say
yeah,
it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think this is the pinnacle of cheerleader joints.
Okay.
And that's a Thule Canteen.
Oh, I did not think. I didn't think you were going to go there. Okay. You had a very negative reaction to Satouli when we went on the gentleman's trip.
No, I was just
you
I
were
was
in a
tired.
Bad mood at that point.
I was in a bad mood, and I just needed to sit and like and just relax.
You didn't want that food,
and I didn't. I just wanted to like spend 45 minutes just eating and talking, and I couldn't deal.
Right, because we tried to get into the bar at Yak and Yeti, and we couldn't get in. And then we tried to get at the bar at Nomad, and we couldn't get in. And then we just went to Satouli, and you were just miserable at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But then after we got to Nomad and it was all good after that.
I just needed to relax. We'd play golf in the morning.
Well, it was hot. It was a long day.
Yep. But here's the thing. The place is packed and that's another, oh, you gotta go there, you gotta go there. And the food's okay. But it's okay. I mean,
the food's very overrated there.
I totally think, like, the roast beef is okay, but it's Boar's Head sliced roast beef.
Yeah. And the sauces are okay. You know, it's a good amount of food, but it's expensive.
I mean, I had that burger thing, and that was good. That was good. It was okay.
I mean, what I got the beer and one of the bowls, and what was it, like $23 or something?
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of money for a quick serve.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay, but I wasn't even that full after. I mean, I can eat, too, but it wasn't, like, super filling.
I think it's extremely overrated, and for the crowds it gets, like, again, I'm not going to repeat myself, but...
It's not bad, though. It's not terrible food, but it's definitely one that everyone talks about. Oh, it's the best
place. That's all everybody
the best place on, the best quickser. Might be the best food on property, but it's the best quickser.
Might, yep.
So I'm gonna go a little outside of Avatar. I'm going to go to the place I thought you were going to say. Because I was going to say Satouli because I thought you were going to say Flame Tree Barbecue.
See, is that a cheerleader joint?
Oh, definitely a cheerleader joint.
Oh, is it? Okay.
That's the place that everybody tells you to go to at Animal Kingdom. Before Satouli opened, everybody said, you got to go to Flame Tree. Oh, the ribs are fantastic. And they are good. And they tell you, you know, the best onion rings you can find. And they are good. I like the food there. I still go there pretty much every time I go to Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. I love Flame Tree. So I'm not saying it's bad that it's a cheerleader place. I'm just saying it's the place where everybody tells you to go.
Yeah,
every Disney
right.
pom-pom waiver says, go to Flame Tree. You get a ton of food. It's good price. And it is. And I think it's cheerleader, but I think it kind of deserves to be because I still think it's better than Satouli. I think it's better than Harambe Market as far as what you get and the value and everything. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not your style of barbecue, but it's pretty good barbecue.
Mm-hmm. It's great. I've gotten the combos there. I love that.
And I think the baked beans they have there are the best I may have ever had anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Those baked beans are so good, and you can't even get them like as a side on their own. They just come with it. Like, I would order a whole like gallon of those things because they have the pulled pork in it. Oh, those baked beans are so good. I like that place, but I think it's a cheerleader joint. Like, I could have said like Pizza Fari, I could have said Restaurantosaurus, but people don't really talk about those places.
No.
Like, people end up going to them just because they're along the path that you're going to and getting stuff, but Flame Tree, I think people go out of their way to go there and they're told to go there, but I think it's good. And I think just because it's a cheerleader place, I think it deserves it. I think it deserves to be talked about. And I think it is a good quick serve at Animal Kingdom.
I agree.
Those onion rings. Man, I heard that from a few people. Oh, they're really good onion rings. Like, how good can they be? They're pretty good onion rings.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you get like the barbecue. They have like the spicy barbecue sauce and like the pump things at the condiment station. You dip those onion rings in the spicy barbecue sauce. Ooh, Bill, we're talking good stuff right there. Now I'm hungry. I want to go to Animal Kingdom. I like Animal Kingdom a lot.
I know you do.
We had a good time there, didn't we, on the gentleman's trip?
Yeah,
that
we did.
Was,
we sure
was
did.
A lot of fun. I mean, granted, we were.
When we were getting a 20% off on the beers with my.
yeah.
card.
At Flame Tree Barbecue.
Yeah.
We drive.
Por favor, tip. Yeah. That is on
Tables in Wonderland.
Tables in yeah. Wonderland.
I mean, we had a fair bit to drink, but I thought that was a great place to just hang out and walk around.
Because that's all we did. We went on a couple rides. We just walked around and hung out. It was fun. Yeah. Just grabbed a beer and just hung out in the gift shop for 45 minutes.
Right, exactly.
I mean, we were in that gift shop forever. I think I had to actually finish our beers, and I'm like, all right, I think it's my turn. Let me go grab a few.
Yeah, because I was on the phone with my wife trying to figure out what to get the girls to bring home. And then they were there. I didn't realize she was with them, so it ended up being a whole thing. Because then I had to talk to both of them and everything, which was fine, but it ended up getting dragged out. But, yeah, that place, just wander. And we didn't even do the trails, like the Pangani Trail and the Maharaja.
No.
We didn't even do those that day, and we just walked around, and that was good times. I did enjoy that. Any honorable mentions? Any Disney Spring quick serves that spring to mind?
I think the two of us nailed it. We had different ones for each park, and I think we may have done the number one and number two.
Yeah, because I wasn't going to say Flame Tree. I was going to say Setuli, and then you said it. Same with Yorkshire. So those were going to be the top
and
ones.
And Flame Tree would have been my number two in
Mexico.
Cantina, yeah, that would have been number two. That's so.
I'm just going to.
It basically had to do with who went first in the order.
I'm just going
to
go out and say the biggest cheerleader joint, and it's not even in any of the parks. It's at Disney Springs. And it's not as bad as it used to be, but I think the biggest cheerleader place is Earl of Sandwich.
Yeah, you don't like that place.
Oh, everyone's like, it's the best sandwich. It's not even that good of a sandwich. It's just cheap. People just like it because it's the only thing you can get under like $8. It's like, okay, you can get a crappy roast beef sandwich for $7.95. Big deal. I don't know. I don't think it's anything to write home about, and people just rave about it. But I think since, you know, Downtown Disney turned into Disney Springs and a lot of these new places popped up, people don't talk about it as much as they used to.
No, you don't hear of Earl of Sandwich so much. I do like Earl of Sandwich, though.
The only time I went there, I was very unimpressed. Very unimpressed.
Okay.
But, yeah, I guess maybe it's not a cheerleader joint anymore because no one really talks about it because there's so many other options at Disney Springs now. Not sure. But that would be the only one that got my honorable mention.
I can't think of any quick serves at Disney Springs.
They're mostly stands, like Chicken Guy, which neither of us have been to, but that's probably a cheerleader joint.
Cooks of Dublin is fantastic.
That is good, yeah. The Wolfgang Express is pretty good. There's a couple stands, like a sausage stand, which I haven't tried. A lot of the restaurants have like a quick serve window. Like even Morimoto Asia has like Morimoto street food as a quick serve attached to it, which is pretty good. I got the ribs there one time. Those are good.
Oh, I'm sure. Really I heard the ribs in his regular restaurant are insane.
Yeah, I think they're the same recipe too at the quick serve.
Are they? Because you would never think to get, you know, that at an Asian restaurant, but people have said, I've watched YouTubes, they said you have to get the ribs at Morimoto.
I think we need to do a lot of reconnaissance at Disney Springs. I think we're under-serving that market, don't you?
So you're going to send me up?
I think we need to meet up down there.
Oh, you're talking about you as well.
Not next time I'm down there. I think we need to do more work at Disney Springs.
I'm fine.
We could make a lot of hay over there, don't you think? A lot of places. I had mentioned going to Wine Bar George and just having them try to convert us into wine drinkers. I think that would be an interesting video.
I think Disney Springs is an untapped market as far as Disney vloggers are concerned.
The haircut thing?
And maybe we do need to tap into it.
You liked that haircut idea, didn't you?
Oh, that place is great.
The Art of Shape. You can get a full haircut there.
I love that place.
How good of a video would that be if you're just filming and I'm just getting a full haircut and a shave? I think that would be a good YouTube video, don't you?
You think they'd let us film in a spa? Like, would you ever get a pedicure at the Grand Floridian?
No.
If I paid for it?
Is pedicure feet or hands?
Pedicure is feet. Manicure is
hands.
I think
I'd do a manicure. I don't know if I'd do the pedicure.
So if I paid for a manicure, you'd let me vlog?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow. That's stupid. That's a great video right there.
They probably don't let you film in those places. But the haircut, I can't imagine, like, not being able to film a haircut.
You even ask, hey, how you doing? Can I, you mind if I film my cousin's haircut? Be like, what is wrong with these two?
Oh, kids? Come on. How many vloggers
not
are
that
down
it's
there?
Never yeah, been I said know. Before, yeah. but.
I don't know.
You want me to film you getting your dome cut?
Wouldn't that be fantastic content?
You got to do the full shave.
Yeah, too. Of course. Straight razor shave. I mean, I'd keep my beard, but they could like line me up and do a nice neck shave and everything.
No, you got to go clean.
No, I'm not doing that.
We got to have you with a Grizzly Adams and walk out of there completely
oh,
clean.
I can't do that. The beard's part of my MO. You saw how I look without a beard. I don't look like myself.
Yeah, but that's the best. It's like a total makeover.
That's true. I mean, I could.
It's like The Biggest Loser, that old show, The Biggest Loser. Like, you just walk out and you are just clean.
All right, if we can get up to like 500 subscribers on YouTube, I'll do a clean shave.
Oh, like in a year? All yeah. Right. Oh, I got a lot of pressure
yeah,
on
you. Yeah, you do. You got to build that audience up.
Oh, that would be the best.
That'll be our 500 subscriber special. I'll get a clean shave, get rid of the beard, that art of shaving.
How long have you had that thing for?
Oh, man. Well, when I went down, when we did the Haggis video, I was clean shaven. I think that's the last time I was clean shaven.
Wow, that's a long time.
That was, I think your Gina was just a baby, so that was 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, 5 years ago since I've been clean shaven. That summer when she was born. So she was like between 6 months and like 9 months when she was that age. I think I was clean shaven. Then I went back to the beard.
Yeah, you're gonna lose that in a few years.
The beard? Mm-hmm. Why do you think?
Because I had a goatee.
It's gonna turn
all my
gray.
Life. No, it wasn't that. I had a goatee because I had such a baby face.
Yeah.
And then I finally cut it, and I was clean shaven. I was at one of my networking meetings, and a girl looks over. She's like, "What the hell happened? Ever since I met you, you've had that goatee." I said, "I turned 40. You want to go younger now? You want to look as young as possible?"
It's not that it makes me look older, the beard. It just makes my face look less fat.
Oh,
I think.
Okay.
I think that's the main thing. It hides some of the.
See now, not to sound a little weird and stuff, but I thought you looked good in the Haggis video.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that. That's very nice of you to say. I'm gonna have to look at it. Maybe we'll upload that one on our YouTube page.
On our YouTube page? Well, we're gonna have to.
Yeah, we're talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, very handsome.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Should we take another break here?
Sure. All
right, we'll be right back. Episode number 309 is in the books. We just got through talking about the top cheerleader spots at all the parks here on the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. I got quite a bit of ego now. You're telling me how good I look, clean shaven. Now you got me thinking.
Fantastic.
I mean,
fantastic.
I mean, not for nothing, but as far as you know, opinions go, I think I'd rather hear from the fairer sex on what they prefer, as opposed to you. And I don't really. Not looking to impress you.
Plus family. I mean, this all gets a little
odd. That's a good point, too. Now, when we were at Pop Century and we first met Schaefer, was I clean shaven in that video?
I don't remember.
Because that could bring a lot into it if you remember the proceedings of that evening.
Yeah,
the first time Schaefer was there. I'm going to have to...
That could explain a lot,
actually. I'm going to have to look back at some pictures.
Yeah, that could actually explain a lot.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a good point. Hey, who knows?
It's either going to confirm what you think or what I think as far as the facial
that's
hair
very
goes.
True. How long ago was that? that meetup.
That was the Cubs World Series, 2016.
All right. Yep. September 2016, I had a beard, so.
Okay.
It looks like I'm in the gallery on my phone here. Yeah. Yep. Same beard I have right now. So it's confirmed. The beard is staying until we get to 500 subscribers on YouTube.
All right. All right.
I mean, I don't think that's unfair. I didn't say like 10,000. I think 500 is a attainable number, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, if we keep...
I got a lot of work to do, man. Everybody who's listening, all seven of you, you need to pound that subscribe button on YouTube.
Now, how long do I have to keep it shaven if I do the clean shave? Like,
you can grow it straight out.
Back. Oh, okay.
This isn't like a bet, like you lost a bet. Like, I don't care if you have...
It's just a publicity stunt
facial
at
hair
that
or
point,
not.
Yeah.
I just think it makes for a good YouTube video.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. I don't disagree with that. It would make a good YouTube video. All right, anything else you want to add here? Or should we do some social media?
We'll do our social media.
Well, since we're talking about YouTube, you can go to our YouTube page. Go to YouTube.com and search for WDW Beyond the Gates. We have a Facebook page, a Twitter, and an Instagram at WDWBTG. Our website is WDWBTG.com. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, all those kind of podcast apps, and just search for WDW Beyond the Gates. You can email us info@WDWBTG.com, Gary@WDWBTG.com, and Mike@WDWBTG.com. I have to say that Magnolia Golf YouTube video,
yes,
oh,
yes,
fantastic.
Fantastic.
I don't know if it's just for us, because I think we have however many views, and I think between me and Schaefer, that's like 80% of it. Because I've watched that thing once a day since it's been out, at least. It's just so good. I don't know if it's only for us because we were involved in it, or if it has a broad appeal.
I think we're going to get a lot of maybe non-Disney golf fans to watch that too, because it is a very silly...
It's dumb, isn't
bunch
it?
...bunch of friends yeah. going out and hacking around. I mean, it's just...
The only thing that I... It makes me wish we had taken more video while we were out there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I wish we had 45 minutes of just golf footage as opposed to, like, the review and the pro shop walk around, which are good too, but the golf footage is so fantastic. Just the stupid stuff. Like, you know, best one of the day.
Best one of the day, pass.
How about when Schaefer hit one? Oh, that sounded good. And they go, it was not.
Just hosled
it just
straight
right. Yeah. That sounded good. It was not. That's bad. He made that par, though, didn't he?
Oh, that was one of the best pars. That was the best par
of the whole week.
Of the trip.
Definitely.
Oh, my God.
Like, he worked hard for that.
He
covered
did.
A lot of ground on that par.
You gave him a hell of a read, though. You gave him a great read on
16, yeah. That's very true.
I mean, it was like when somebody's putting for an eagle, like, all three of us were standing behind the ball telling them, you know, pace and... And Doug kind of cheated as a caddy, which you're not supposed to do. But remember when he took the flag out? He was like, he like put the flag down where he needs to aim.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And I think Doug had a lot to do.
You think
with that
we should give?
Too,
you
so.
Think we should give retroactive? Give Schaefer a 2-stroke penalty and make that a double?
I don't know. We might have to look back at that footage and see where Doug was.
We'll bring the rules official in for that one. I gave you a hell of a read on that first putt on number 3. You had that birdie putt, and I told you exactly where it was going, and you just left it short.
God, I had that. Oh, I just missed the pace. Yeah. That was dead in.
We
wasn't
had
it?
That thing read perfectly.
It was dead in.
That could have changed the whole round for you.
And Doug, you know, we'll give him a lot of credit for what he did on the Magnolia. But in a couple weeks, when you see the Lake Buena Vista, he completely missed your meltdown.
I can't believe that.
And that has to be published, doesn't it?
I mean, we've talked about it.
You
so
walking up, you walking up with your bag on your shoulder, that has to be videotaped.
I think he was so nervous that if he started rolling film that
too.
I may have murdered him, which could have happened. I'm not going to say it wouldn't have happened.
Or a golf club might have just come in his direction.
That would get us to the 500 instantly, wouldn't it?
Off, like you don't... Willing off the melon?
Oh, man. Complete meltdown. It was like a slow burn meltdown, too.
I was coming. It was all day. It was all day. It was the whole, it was the 96-yard par threes. I mean, this thing, it brewed for 3 hours.
That par three over the water, I think that was the second par three, where it was like a 64-yard shot, and we all, like, I sculled one into the water and chunked one short.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
After that, I was just done. And that was like hole seven.
And that's why golf's a mental game. You shot 84 the day before, and you were just done. You had checked out. Done. You had just checked out. It was like me with Satouli Canteen. Done.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was tough.
But to watch that thing just brew. And then when the cart died,
that was I was nice. Okay when the cart died until the beverage girl came up and started asking stupid questions. And the marshal came up and started asking stupid questions. And then I lost it. It just, that was like the straw that broke the camel's back. I do wish we had that on film. That would be so, I would be so embarrassed to watch that, but it would be such, so compelling.
Oh, it'd be great, wouldn't
so
it?
So compelling. Oh, why is he walking? Well, what do you want me to do, fly?
No, it wasn't why. He's like, oh, he can't be walking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
I was
the
doing
cart's
something
three holes down. Like, these guys are jumping on the back of our golf carts because we're one cart down.
Didn't he?
Like, we're trying to move
didn't
along.
Didn't he start asking you, how are we supposed to get it in? Like, how are we supposed to tow that in?
How are we supposed to? I'm like, I don't know. I worked at a golf course. You got a tow line, or you get somebody behind and just bump it and keep pushing it down the, you know, the cart.
I like how that's our concern. Like, how do we get it in? I don't know. I don't care how you get it in.
It was all because of lazy cart guys. They didn't clean the batteries.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, it was. It was confirmed by me.
Yes. I mean, it didn't help. I mean, if I was hitting the ball good, I don't think it would have affected me as much. Like, if I hit a 240-yard drive down the middle on 17, I don't know if the meltdown would have been as bad. If I was sitting pretty in the middle of the fairway after my drive. You know, instead of being one short, two in the woods, three out. It may have affected my temperament a little bit.
You know what I miss?
What's that?
Walking.
It is nice. It doesn't happen down there, does it?
No. Last week we were playing, and at Lakewood National, you can walk after two, which is another boom, boom selling point. Put that in the spreadsheet. But Phil was way, way, way right, and I was the other way, and he's like, oh, you know, I'm going to go over here, look for my blah, blah, blah. I said, it's Phil. I'm like, I'm just going to grab my bag. And, like, it's the walker mentality. It's the riding mentality. He's like, what? I'm like, I'm going to take my bag. I'll meet you. You go do your thing, and I'll meet you on the hole.
Yeah, right.
Are you sure? I'm like, yeah. And I threw the bag over my shoulder, and I was like, it felt like I was 15 at Cranston Country
just
Club.
Just caddying, looping it. Yeah.
No, just playing. I love to throw the bag on my shoulder and walk. I love to hit a shot and put the bag on my shoulder and just walk.
Yeah, that is nice.
Think about what I did. Think about what I have to do. There's nothing better than walking.
That's why I want to play somewhere where we could take a caddy.
Oh, my God. You and me both.
I know, like, all the places that have it are super expensive, and then it's expensive
super
to
expensive.
Take
that's
a caddy,
super
too.
Expensive. Uh-huh.
But, man, that's, like, on my bucket list, just to go, like, do a trip at, like, Pinehurst and just take a caddy or something.
Have you ever had a caddy?
No.
I had it once, and it was just, you know, the 13-year-old who... You know, just bag carry. It doesn't read greens or anything. But there was one time at Kirkbray where I hit a bunker shot, and I go to grab the rake. He's like, oh, I have this, sir. And I'm like, don't call me sir. I'm only like 5 years older than you. I was playing with Glenn and my dad. Yeah. And I'm like, that's the best. Or like when you hit a golf shot and he hands you your
putter. Oh, and you're just walking up the fairway. At the putt.
And you just walk. Yeah. Oh, come on. There's nothing better. Nothing better.
That's why anytime, like if I'm playing and like if we're playing together and you're driving, and I hit the green from the fairway, I just walk.
Do it. I do it all the time. And like everybody looks at me, you want to ride? I'm like, no, I want to walk.
I got the putter in my hand, got my towel over my shoulder. I'm ready to.
This is what I like about. I like to walk. I like to look at the golf course and look at nature. God, I hate riding. Don't you hate riding?
Yeah, I'd rather walk. Definitely rather walk. Anything else you want to add, or should we bring this to an end? All right, thank you so much.
Just said I'd like to walk. I like to walk when
yes,
I play golf.
Yes, it is
but
nice.
wrap it up.
All right, thanks for listening to episode number 309 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. For my co-host Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening.
Now
we'll talk to you again next week.
It's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-R-E.